What is up? It's been a long time since we've made a podcast episode, but it's time to get back on that train because your boy here has been feeling pretty inspired lately. And I don't really know what it is or why we go through seasons like that, those ups and downs in life, but then again, yes, I do. I do know why, because without darkness, there could be no light, and I think that's why God made sure to make both of those when he created the universe. You gotta have some contrast in your life. So anyways, the last few months have been a little bit of a, I don't want to say uninspired, because I'm on this freaking journey, and it's been the best chapter of my life, really. But I just haven't felt the fire to, I guess, create content or like, you know, podcast episodes or write. I've just been so busy trying to survive out here on the road and just to keep up, if that makes any sense at all. But anyways, here we are, and I just wanted to, this isn't going to be a long episode or anything like that. I just wanted to kind of share a little piece of today and a little bit that was on my heart, and I just know that this is going to connect with the right person. I know that somebody out there is dealing with a drinking problem. It's just that's our culture and that's a normal thing. So don't feel bad if that's you, and if that's not you, this is still probably going to be worth listening to, because it's just such a good pearl. Anyways, I'm in California and decided to go to a recovery meeting in Laguna Beach. I say recovery meeting because AA people don't like when I say AA, but I guess I just did both now. So sorry if I offended you, but I'm also sorry that I'm not sorry, because I believe if I remain anonymous, then how the heck am I going to help somebody that hasn't crossed this bridge yet? Anyways, I went to a meeting and a guy was sharing a little bit of his story and was talking about the seventh step. And the seventh step in AA is basically where you surrender your shortcomings to God. You ask him to remove your defects of character after making a long, thorough list and an inventory of pretty much everywhere you fall short in life. And it's a really intense process, but it's really gratifying in the end to be free from all of that stuff. But basically, the guy, I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said he went to AA to learn how to stop drinking. And what he got in return was his life. And I was overwhelmed with chills when I heard him say that, because that's exactly what I was going through. When I went to AA 3 years ago, I was a mess. I was so broken, and I just wanted to figure out how to not drink, because I was at the point where I knew that's what was wrecking my life, and I knew that's the reason my hands were shaking so badly. I just, even though I didn't want to drink, I was still doing it every day, and that's what had me baffled, and that's what had me depressed, and just thoroughly confused and spiritually bankrupt, is I didn't know why I was doing the things that hurt myself and hurt the people I loved the most. I didn't know why I kept doing that stuff. So I asked for help, because I thought drinking was my problem, and, you know, what I learned was I had a spiritual condition. I needed some Jesus in my life. I needed a relationship with God, and it needed to be real, and I needed to fully admit where I fall short, and I needed to just give those burdens to him, just like he tells us to do in Matthew 11:28. It's a beautiful thing when that happens. So I just wanted to share that with you. I know that the right person is going to hear this, and I know that it's hard, and I know you don't understand why you keep doing the things that you don't even want to do yourself. There is a solution, and that solution is God. I love you. Just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Not sure how you came across it, but I'm so glad you did. Please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and add me on Instagram if we're not friends already. It's at Zach Gudzin. And please message me anytime. I genuinely love hearing from you. And also thank you for all your love and support along this crazy journey across the country. It has really been a testing of my faith, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I truly value your friendship and who you are and what you stand for. And I just love you. And God loves you a million times more, infinity times more, actually. But I hope your day is full of peace. I hope it's full of love. And we'll talk soon.